We are on the spot live. Hello, hello. This is Keisha and
Kristen.
Ready here at Icon for the Vampire Diaries and the Originals, which is the perfect time to talk about those two shows and what happened last night. Or wait.
No, today's Saturday.
If you couldn't tell, we had a lot of fun last night. So, Kristen, did you watch The Vampire Diaries last night? I mean, Thursday.
Thursday. I sadly only watched part of it, but I was in Covington.
What were you doing in Covington?
We were at the premiere, but we didn't watch the premiere.
Wait, so explain this to me. How were you at the premiere?
Listen, not we were working.
Okay.
And I had an 11-year-old with me who wanted ice cream, so I had to disappear for a little bit.
So basically ice cream was more important
definitely
than the Vampire
not,
Diaries.
But I didn't want the little 11-year-old nagging in my ear. Then I had to drive a half hour away, so I completely missed the Originals. I'm sorry, I'm a failure.
Yeah, I got to watch both episodes, but I'm still unsure as to what exactly happened. So we're just going to pretend
it.
We know. We're going to wing it, guys. So let's jump right into...
Wait, but let's... Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
We will be doing an actual recap.
Yes.
Once we get home and can watch it.
Yes. This is just a lot of fun because we're at Icon and we're here to have fun.
Right,
ooh,
Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel. Come over here.
We're audio booming it.
We are... We're on the VRO's booming, and she actually...
I just said
yeah, she just hi. But Rachel, she got to meet someone from the Originals. Let's tell us about this experience.
Well, we were in Covington with the season premiere for Vampire Diaries and the Originals, and then these two decided to go to bed early. Actually, Keisha never showed up. Kristen was a bit early. And we decided to go watch some filming, and we met the lovely Joseph Morgan, and he was awesome and sweet, and we got pics, so snooze you lose.
Yeah, wait, I got pictures sent to me at 1:30 in the morning with Mike, the movie guy, telling me he hates me.
So it's official, Mike hates...
Mike hates me.
Wait, yeah, Mike hates Rachel because she met him and hates me because I didn't. Yep, figure that out.
Well, since you did get to meet him and you have firsthand experience with him, can you do your best,
no.
Joseph Morgan?
No. I didn't know that was going. Maybe later tonight I will be British. But it's too early for that. It's too early to
you
be
guys,
British
it's
right
super
now.
Easy. Just go, hello, cupcake.
Okay, that was like Pirates of the Caribbean a little bit. That was like some Lee Ehrenberger.
It was totally accurate. So we're trying to figure out the plot for the season premiere of both shows.
I missed the Vampire Diaries one. But the Originals was really good.
Okay, so first we're going to figure out... We're going to actually ask the VRO staff if they can figure out what happened in the season premiere...
Of the Originals?
Of the Vampire Diaries.
Okay, well, I haven't watched it completely yet.
Me either.
Well, good, so then you'll know.
Me either. This is why it's
seen,
hilarious.
Have you seen the previews?
I saw a few scenes here and there, but I wasn't paying attention. I was actually in the Mystic Grill while Vampire Diaries was on.
So, from the little footage that you did see... What do you think happened in the season premiere?
Can I spoil stuff?
You can spoil if you...
Spoiler alert, no one's watched it yet. The scene I saw was some Steriline kissing and...
Oh, yep, I saw that one.
I saw the Steriline kissing, and I saw some flashbacks, and I saw Matt in a cop's in a cop uniform, so I was...
Cop suit?
I was going to say a cop suit. It's early, I haven't had caffeine yet.
Spoiler alert,
we got
Matt got a new job.
Wait, I saw Caroline and Matt with a bomb.
With a bomb?
Yeah.
Or like a bong?
No, a bomb.
A bomb.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so not like he's the bomb, but a bomb.
No, a bomb.
Okay.
I missed that.
So let's piece this together.
And Stefan was making the bomb, and then Caroline was supposed to put it in the Heretics, wherever they're staying. Are they staying in the mansion? Sorry.
We clearly don't know anything about Vampire Diaries.
Well, okay, look, let's use our clues. This is Blue's Clues right now. So we have Stefan and Caroline kissing.
While making a bomb.
And we have Matt in a suit. So that means maybe they were kissing and it was so explosive. And somehow Matt, it turned Matt into a cop. That's what I got.
When it exploded, Matt just became a cop. That's
what they happened. They exploded with feelings, you know, like everyone else. I don't know. You know what? I actually watched the episode, and I still don't know what the hell went on. But I can tell you, the heretics, they took over the town.
Oh, wait. I did see Damon and Bonnie, and everybody was like,
I don't know why people are cheering for Damon and Bonnie. This is the same dude that was joking about her dying so he can see Elena again.
And he hesitated. I saw that. A car was coming at her and he hesitated.
Yes.
Because he wants Elena back.
So that's not cool. This is not the season of Bayman. If this was a season of Bayman, he would not be caring about Elena.
Oh, we have more VRO staff.
We have more VRO staff. We have Brancy in the house. Hey, Brancy.
What's up?
Yo, Brancy actually hosts Once Upon a Time. Wait, no, you don't.
Supernatural.
Okay, explain to everyone. What do you host on the Bureau?
Supernatural, The Walking Dead, American Horror Story,
Fear the Walking Dead.
And now, as of today, The Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
What was the last episode you watched?
The season 4 finale.
So since then, what do you think happened between... Okay, we'll make it easier for you. What happened between Damon and Elena
since then? I'm guessing a lot of sleeping together, probably.
All right, so would you say they're still together right now?
Isn't she dead? Right? Isn't she?
Technically, she's a vampire.
No, but she left the show. She's gotta be dead, right?
So, wait.
Are you
saying that Elena will never come back to the Vampire Diaries?
If Nina's smart, she won't.
What?
You heard it here first on the VRO. Elena's never coming back.
Wait, let's ask Amy what Amy.
Amy, we call her the founder, the creator, the heart of the VRO, Miss Amy McCracken, whose birthday was yesterday. Amy, what was the last episode of The Vampire Diaries you watched?
Last season, season 6.
So from season 6 to the premiere, what do you think transpired?
Oh, good. Bonnie and Damon are now dating. Because she's linked to Elena, so. Isn't she linked to Elena?
Yes, she is. That is correct.
And,
I gotta move your shit, people.
The Move Your Shit people came from Nikki because she's got to get her table ready. Did they tell you that we are at the last ride? The TVD last ride? Yeah. Nikki finally realized that we're live. So she was like, yeah, anything can happen. So yeah, Damon and Bonnie are hooked. They're together. Caroline and Enzo are together. And Stefan is still brooding.
That is 1,000% correct and also incorrect, but we're going to go with it.
Stefan brooding is absolutely correct.
Stefan always broods. That's his signature trademark. And yeah, so according to the VRO, Bonnie and Damon are together. Enzo and Caroline are together. Matt is a stripper somehow.
Yeah.
And somebody's chemistry is so explosive they blew up Mystic Falls.
And Chris Wood is back.
And Chris Wood is back. You heard it here. Well, we are going to... Oh.
Chris Wood is in containment now. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's where they're going to go. Everybody's going to get contained. You know, they were last
year... Can I get contained?
They were out of Mystic Falls and they couldn't come back in. This year, they can't leave Mystic Falls.
Can we volunteer as tributes?
Volunteer tribute.
Send me in with a mask.
Do you guys want to volunteer? Shoot us a word. We are on Twitter at the
Brianna. Brianna. Do you want to be contained with Chris Wood as your security?
She's nodding her head. Yes. Hold on. She's super shy.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh my goodness! Guess who just walked up to the mic?
We
have Amber, the original Vampire Diaries, an original host on Variety Radio Online.
This is VR royalty. I can't even speak.
Oh, royalty. I don't know about royalty.
So, did you watch the season finale?
the season premiere?
I mean, season premiere?
I did. I watched the season premiere of both shows.
We did, so we gave our predictions what happened. So you tell us what happened.
I don't want to give away.
I predicted Damon and Bonnie are together.
No.
Caroline and Enzo are dating.
No.
And then she's got Matt on the side.
I think she knows she's absolutely wrong about all of these predictions. No.
And then Stefan is still brooding.
No, Stefan is not still brooding. You're on the right track. Damon and Bonnie were together as friends. Mm-hmm.
Will they hook up? Do you think so?
I'm not sure because they had a crazy 3-year flash forward and Bonnie wasn't around. So I'm not sure if she's going to die again or I'm not sure. I will say that the first episode felt weird without Elena. It felt weird. It felt out of place watching an episode without her in it. And I didn't think I'd miss her, 'cause, you know, I hated Elena, but I actually do kind of miss her after the first episode. But there was a really hot Stefan and Caroline kiss.
It was explosive. We talked about it. Yeah. It nearly blew up Mystic Falls.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was one of my favorite parts of the episode. Wow. I'm definitely team Caroline and Stefan, so.
Well, we got another special guest. We got the Chloe Dawn.
Oh my. Welcome, Salvador. Chloe Dawn.
Hello. I'm sorry I sound like a man right now.
And Chloe went from Oh My Salvador on YouTube to actually working on the set of the originals.
I do work on the originals. I am now an office production assistant. So, you know, I make coffee and I print scripts for all these vampires, witches, and werewolves on a daily basis. It's good times.
So she prints scripts. What's going on?
Tell us.
You're just going to have to tune in on Thursdays at 9:00 to find out. I unfortunately cannot tell you anything really, but we have lots of good stuff coming. I can tell you that.
Will Klaus be naked in any of these?
I live with her, and I don't even get any spoilers.
Yeah, Amber lives with me.
Wait,
and
does she try, though?
Sometimes, but you know, like last night she said something, and she just looks at me, and I'm just straight face, not even responding in any way, and she's like, I know you can't say anything, but I know this is going to happen. So, unfortunately I cannot say anything, but tune in, because I think this season is definitely our best one yet. We have a lot of new characters coming in, lots of flashbacks, and the new penthouse, Lucian's penthouse, you saw it in Thursday's episode, is by far my favorite new set. You're going to see a lot of the penthouse, so tune in.
Awesome. I have one question that you can answer. Jason Doring, friend of Variety Ready Online, because, you know, we started as Moonlight, and he was Joseph Constance.
Uh-huh.
Do you love him?
I actually have only met him briefly in the office, and he was very friendly to me, so he was a very nice guy, but I actually haven't really been able to hold a conversation with him, because he's always on set, and I'm always in the office, so. But he was very nice, the brief encounter I had.
When you get that chance, you jump on getting to talk to him more.
Awesome, I definitely will. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, Chloe Dawn. Thank you, everybody, VRO. What a fun recap. If you want to check us out, we are on Twitter at the VRO.
Or you can just come to Atlanta and hang out with us.
Yeah.
Yes, we are here all weekend for Icon, The Last Ride TVD, which is in process.
On a plane, on boat, in car, whatever you got to do.
And we have our website, thevro.com. On Facebook at Variety Radio Online, and we have a Tumblr, and a bunch of other stuff. We're everywhere.
And we'll definitely everywhere. Be posting the actual recaps once we get home.
Eventually.
So, yes.
The crack recaps.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.